God, that felt good.
What exactly does that do to you?
You don't want to know.
W-I-L, Jody.
Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in leaving.
92 W-I-L. Today's new country and your familiar favorites. That's Joe DeMasina. May I be self-indulgent here for a second? You guys wouldn't mind this, would you?
Well, it depends what it is.
Well, it's this.
If you really need to, go ahead.
To just get that like on a loop and just.
If you must.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Good sound.
I feel better.
Good.
Much better. Oh.
What is the musician? Dwayne Eddy. 640.
Are we going to get that one more time?
Got some pain.
I thought so.
It's 6:43 now. Our WIL Traffic Watch is a service of Sprint. Experience the clear alternative to cellular today. Here's Buzz Carlson in the WIL Nextel Jetcopter.
Thank you very much, Debbie. Eastbound Highway 40, you find some heavy going. Slow pockets in through Boone's Crossing in the Chesterfield Valley. In the Nextel Jetcopter, I'm Buzz Carlson with Traffic Watch. More traffic in 12 minutes on WIL.
Okay, Buzz, Jason, Debbie.
Yeah.
Think like back to an old cartoon, like a Hanna-Barbera, like a Huckleberry Hound or one of those.
Like it.
Okay, and it's a cross, it's two guys, maybe two guys, Yogi and Boo Boo with a cross-cut saw. And doesn't this sound like a...
Hey, Boo Boo, look out.
Big saw blade. Okay, maybe.
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, moving right along here. Tomorrow night, Shadaisy, St. Charles. We asked them to sing live when we were with them in Nashville last month. And they said, yeah, sure, we'll go for it. And they stepped up to the microphones and spontaneously they did this.
I'm going to tell you something you don't want to hear. You never listen when I talk. Maybe you'll listen when I walk. I took the Beatles there. Yeah, my little goodbyes.
Yeah. Man. I love how you're...
So early.
I love it. Yeah. Song. That's
like,
great.
Your vocals kind of overlap. I love that.
A lot of intertwining.
That's that Beach Boys Beatles thing coming through.
Mm-hmm. The Osborne Sisters, also known as Shadaisy.
They sound great, and they'll sound great at 6 o'clock tomorrow night in St. Charles for our WIL Listener Appreciation Picnic. It's Banjo Thursday now at WIL, and we have passes to a special movie screening next week, Runaway Bride, and some movie memorabilia from that one. Four Willie Palooza tickets, a Bob Evans gift certificate, and a country club car wash for you if you win Baddest of the Bad today. And Tom in South County's going for it.
All right, there was this up in Nevada, Missouri, a couple, 3 weeks ago. They had a gorilla that escaped from their zoo. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning. A gentleman that lived out in the country called the zoo attendant and said, it's up in my tree. Can you come get it? Well, the attendant said, I'm by myself. I'm going to need your help, but I'll be there in a little bit. So he showed up, and he had a shotgun, a pair of handcuffs, a prod stick, and a chihuahua. So he told the guy, he says, well, I'm going to climb up in a tree, and I'm going to poke the gorilla a little bit until he falls out of the tree. He said, when the gorilla falls out of the tree, he says the chihuahua is going to bite him between the legs. Ew. When he grimaces with pain, he says, I want you to put the handcuffs on him, and we got him. And the guy said to him, he said, well, what's the shotgun for? And the guy says, well, if I fall out of the tree first, he says, shoot the chihuahua.
Okay.
It's a fact of life. Everybody tries to see how much they can get away with.
Where Schmidt happens. Oh, yeah, and they're friendly, too.
He says they're friendly.
Hello?
To talk to Debbie, David, and Jason,
dial 969-9230 in Missouri, 399-9230 in Illinois.
Or for a good time, call Judy at 1-900-8. It's the Morning Moo Crew on today's new country, 92 WIL.
Okay, this is for Pam, and why is this for Pam?
She's just helped me out. I've been out with the sick child a lot. She's just been a lifesaver at work lately. And I know she needs to pick him up in the morning sometimes, so I thought maybe you could play it.
Okay, thank you, Shelley. And happy 16th birthday to Jimmy Floyd in Afton. Good luck on your driver's test today.
I'm not yours, and baby, you're not mine.
All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get.
92 WIL, today's new country, plus your familiar favorites. It's 6:54. Debbie, David, and Jason, here's what's happening this weekend with the WIL Moo Crew, brought to you by the Gateway Arch and Ponderosa. Today, David Craig at Crestwood Plaza with all the kids, the Explorers Kids Club from 11 to 1. You meet Willie and get a WIL Loyal Listener Club card while you're there. Today, Mark Langston is going to be at Dunn Sporting Goods at 3808 West Clay in St. Charles from 7 to 8 p.m. And Mark will have 100 pairs of Willie Palooza tickets. I'll be at Offenburg Ford North, Highway 50 and I-64 in O'Fallon, Illinois from 5 to 6 today with the Willie Palooza tickets if you want to come on out there. And then Friday, you can join Bo Matthews at Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, 1012 South 5th Street in St. Charles from noon until 1. And Bo, again, will have 100 pairs of Willie Palooza tickets to give away.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but I stopped by Walgreens yesterday.
I didn't.
And I left this in my car last night, and I figured, well, I better not leave it in there this morning because it'll melt. My deodorant.
Oh, okay. Did it?
Well, no, it hasn't melted yet, but I figured I better bring it in today in the air conditioning before it does melt. So I don't mean to get real personal or anything. I'm not going to put the deodorant on this morning. So.
Well, the deodorant melt, and if it does, won't your car just love it?
Yeah.
Your car won't perspire as much
and
wouldn't smell.
No. Anyway, that's what I use. I got 25% more free.
Oh, well, we're happy for you.
So,
Well, I went to Walgreens last night, and I'm not going to tell you what I got.
I got some socks.
But it's working. I'll just say this. What I got, it's working.
Well, good.
I wondered what you were doing. A stand-up show today. Okay.
We have our comedian who's going to be in with us a little bit later. And apparently there's a new comedy club opening in town. We'll have details coming up on WIL.
Hi, George Weber. Summer in St. Louis can be a real scorcher.
Oh, bless you, Dorothy. You are the Florence Nightingale of financing and leasing.
You're making me blush.
WILFM, St. Louis.
It's 6:59 at WIL. Good morning. It's 79 degrees. I'm Mac Douglas with 92 WIL News. In St. Louis, partly cloudy skies. We'll have Karen Shipman's complete forecast just ahead. And let's check your morning commute, and we're going to check it.
And thank you very much. Eastbound 70 in pretty good shape from Cave Springs across the Blanchet Bridge. Just a little bit heavy in the right lane at 270.
Partly cloudy and muggy tonight with a low of 77. And the heat and humidity will continue on Friday with a chance of some isolated afternoon showers. Friday's high 97.
It's 81 in St. Louis. I'm Mac Douglas with 92 WIL News. And now more music and fun with Debbie, David, and Jason in the morning.
Thank you, Captain Mac. Hey, good morning, WIL.
Yes, I have a question.
All right.
I was in Colorado last week, and I was listening to a country radio station up there, and they were talking about they had been nominated along with WIL for the CMA Country Disc Jockeys Award.
KYGO?
Yes, and I hadn't heard you guys talk about it.
See, the problem is we were talking about it when you were in Colorado listening to them talk about it.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Are they better than us? Do you think we have a chance of beating them?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Hopefully they jinx themselves.
Well, I think you have a good chance.
Well, thank you. And let's not jinx ourselves by making...
They're going down!
Let's not talk about it anymore. Not another minute.
All right, obviously, Bad Joke Thursday is going on here at 92 WIL with Debbie, David, and Jason. Bill and O'Fallon, go for it, man.
Well, there's this little village of hillbillies live up in New Arkansas Mountains, and these two teenagers ended up there going to get married. For a wedding present, the whole village, they got together and built them a little cabin right there next to the kid's house, right there next to his mom and dad's place. And at night, his dad's sitting there listening to the radio, happy he's got all the kids out of the house, and all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door. It opens his door and says, son, he says, Dad, please, I want to come home. I want to come back home. He said, well, what's wrong, son? You know, be with your wife. Dad, she's a virgin. He said, oh, well, that settles it. If she's not good enough for her own family, she's not good enough for you. Come on in.
No.
Okay, now, if that one wasn't bad enough, let's go here. John in Pacific.
You know what the difference is?
No.
A rectal thermometer.
What's the difference?
The taste.
Oral and erectile thermometer.
Yagi.
Uh-huh.
7 after 7 at 92 WI.
Everywhere you look, you can ride.